请祷告。父神，我们感谢你，因为你那慈爱的恩典来引导、来引领我们，来呼召我们，并且愿意跟我们立约，成为你圣业的子民。父神，谢谢你如此的看顾，如此的包容我们，叫我们在今生当中能够真的看到主你自己的带领，你自己的生命在我们当中。现在我们来阅读你的话语，恳求你自己的圣灵做引导的工作，主耶稣基督的宝血做遮盖涂抹的工作，好叫我们心中的意念、口中的言语都能够蒙你的悦纳。我们将仰望祈求，是奉我主耶稣基督的名，阿们。请我们打开圣经《生命记》三十章。
The passage today is from Deuteronomy chapter 30.
全章就是第一节到二十节，所以请打开你们的圣经到《生命记》三十章。我用华文念，英文的请看PowerPoint 的 screen。我所陈明在你面前的这一切咒诅都临到你身上，你在耶和华你神追赶你万国中必心里追念祝福的话，你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照做我今日一切所吩咐听从他的话，那时耶和华你的神必怜悯你，救回你这被掳的子民。耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到万民中将你召集回来。你被赶上的人就是在天涯，耶和华你的神也必从那里将你召集回来。耶和华你的神必领你进入你列祖所得的地，使你可以得着，又必善待你，使你的人数比你列祖众多。耶和华你的神必将你心里和你后裔的心里的污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。耶和华你的神必将一切咒诅加在你仇敌和仇恨你逼迫你的人身上。你必归回听从耶和华的话，遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的。你若听从耶和华你神的话，谨守这律法上所写的诫命，历历又尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，他必使你手里所做的一切事，并你所生的、牲畜所生的、地土所产的，都作有余，因为耶和华必再喜悦你，降福于你，像从前喜悦你的列祖一样。我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是离你远的，不是在天上，是你说谁替我们从天上取下来呢？使我们听见可以遵行呢？也不是在海外，使你说谁替我们过海取下来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？这话却离你省近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。看啊，我今日将生以福，死以祸陈明在你面前，吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，谨守他的诫命，历历典章，使你可以存活。人数增多，耶和华你神就必在你所要进去得为业的地上赐福给你。倘若你心里偏离，不肯听从，却被勾引去敬拜服侍别神，我今日明明告诉你们，你们必要灭亡。在你过约旦河进去得为业的地上，你的日子并不长久。我今日呼天唤地地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要选择生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活，且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他就是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他，这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所启示应许的所赐的土地上居住。生命记，整本生命记这本书呢，主要的内容其实是摩西的演说的三段。
In the book of Deuteronomy, its content is constituted by speeches from Moses, and this is split into three parts.
那么一般上呢，可以分成就是所讲的三段的演讲。
This is split into three parts.
那么第一段的演说是从第一章开始，一直到四章四十节。
The first part is from the start until chapter 4 verse 40.
那么在这段话里呢，摩西从历史回顾开始。
In this passage, Moses looks back until the beginning.
由何烈山或者是西乃山，一直讲到摩亚平原。
From Mount Horeb or Sinai all the way until Moab.
那么讲述了，特别讲述了以色列那些老一辈的百姓，因为惧怕敌人的强盛。
It speaks about how the older generation of Israelites were fearful of their powerful enemies,
而不肯进入耶和华所要赐给他们的应许地。
And were unwilling to enter the promised land.
结果受到了神的惩罚。
And so they received punishment from God.
他们要在旷野流浪四十年。
They had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
如今神要重新的带领他们进入迦南地。
And now God wanted to bring them to Canaan.
所以摩西要提醒他们，耶和华是以色列人独一无二的真神。
So Moses wanted to remind them that there is one and only one true God.
所以他们进入应许地之后
，So once they enter the promised land,
在敬拜耶和华的同时
，While worshiping the God,
如果他们也去敬拜偶像的话
，If they worship other gods,
他们也必定再受惩罚
，They will be punished.
这是第一段的演说。
This is the first passage.
第二段的演说是最长的，从四章四十节开始，一直到二十八章的结束。
The second passage is longest, all the way from chapter 4 verse 44 until chapter 28 verse 68.
它之长呢，是因为摩西要从何烈山神颁布十诫开始。
It's so long because it narrates about Moses, about God issuing the Ten Commandments.
那摩西对那些诫命历历典章做了很详细的解释。
Moses narrated these commandments, the laws and decrees in deep detail.
当然，其中包括了禁止拜偶像。
Of course, one of them includes not worshiping other gods.
还有关于要怎么样来敬拜。
And also relates to other worshiping ceremonies.
关于家庭的立法等等。
Involves the family laws of the family.
所以显然的，摩西的任务是要向百姓传达神所吩咐他一切的话语。
So obviously, Moses' job was to inform the Israelites about God's commandments.
因为既然以色列让耶和华成为他们的神
，If the Israelites have allowed God to be their God,
而耶和华也选择了以色列成为他的子民
，And God had chosen Israelites to be His people,
他们之间就有了约的规定
，So they have an agreement between them.
以色列人若可遵从这个约的要求
，If the Israelites were willing to comply what was expected,
神就会祝福他们
，They will be blessed by God.
否则的话，他们就会遭受神的咒诅。
Otherwise, they will receive the wrath of God.
对现代的我们来说
，For us now,
我们很难理解，在这个约的内容里面，为什么特别要强调祝福跟咒诅
？It's hard to understand why this covenant talks about the punishment and the blessing.
因为这是古代近东文化里面国家跟国家他们双方立约的时候所必须要注明的这个约。如果你遵守了，就有祝福；如果你不遵守的话，就会得到咒诅。
Because in the ancient Near East, this covenant emphasizes on the benefits of complying and the consequences of violating the agreement.
刚才我们所阅读的经文是属于摩西的第三段的演说。
What we have just read is classified as the third passage of Moses' speech.
自从二十九章开始，一直到三十章，两章而已。
It's from just chapter 29 to 30.
这第三段的演说可以说是摩西的告别的话语。
This can be seen as Moses' farewell speech.
因为摩西带领以色列的任务就要结束了。
Because his responsibility of bringing the Israelites was almost complete.
也就是说，这时候以色列人已经完成了四十年旷野的流浪生活。
In other words, the Israelites have finally approached the final part of their journey.
那些旧的一代，就是那些不服从神的带领、不想进入应许地的之前的那些老一辈。
For the older generation, which is the people who had disobeyed God,
他们都已经老死或者被神惩罚，倒闭在旷野里。
They have already perished or have been punished.
摩西也因着他们的悖逆。
And Moses, because of their rebellion,
摩西也不得进入应许地。
He didn't enter the promised land as well.
所以即将进入应许地的是新一代的以色列人。
So the people that entered the promised land were the newer generation.
所以摩西要在离别之前呢，向他们重述以色列人过去的历史。
So Moses wanted to narrate to them the history of the Israelites.
他从出埃及事件开始
，all the way from leaving Egypt，
一直到他们现在的这个经历
，until their current predicament，
来提醒新的一代不要忘记过去
，to remind them not to forget the past。
但是更加重要的是
，more importantly，
摩西他们在进入迦南地之前
，before they entered Canaan，
开始他们的新生活。
Before they started a new life，
他们现在就要在摩亚平原跟神重新立约。
They had to have a new covenant with God in Moab，
好让他们有一个充分的准备。
To have them adequately prepared，
因为一旦他们做出了选择
，because once they've made a choice，
他们要让耶和华继续成为他们的神。
They will allow God to be their God，
就意味着从此以后
，and this will signify，
他们在迦南地的生活。
Their life in Canaan，
他们就要对耶和华委身跟顺从。
They have to submit and obey God。
所以我就把今早信息的题目定为“选择生命，走向上帝”。
So I've titled today's sermon as "To Choose Your Life and Be Welcomed by God."
今早信息的第一点，摩西要让我们看到。
The first point that Moses wanted us to see is，
信徒可以悔改跟爱神，都是神的恩典。
Christians being able to repent and to love God are acts of God's own mercy.
如果我们仔细看今早经文的前面一到十节，
If we look at the first 10 verses of today's passage，
我们会发现有一个关于，这是一个关于悔改、复兴跟回归的摩西的告别演说。
This is a speech that relates to repentance and restoration.
因为在这十节的经文里面，
Because in these 10 passages，
有一个很特别的动词。
That is a very peculiar phrase.
英文把它翻译成 repent.
In English, it's repent.
一共出现了七次。
It appeared 7 times.
其实在希伯来文里面，它有很多的意思。
There are many meanings in the book of Hebrews.
它可以包括转身。
It can mean to turn back.
返回。
To return.
转向上帝。
To turn back to God.
悔改。
To repent.
复兴。
To restore.
救回。
To revive.
和恢复关系等等。
And to renew，
意思就是说，一般上华文圣经就把它翻译成悔改、回归或者是复兴。
In the Chinese translation, it's roughly described to be repent, to revive, or to renew。
也就是说，摩西的这段话是要预言以色列民族他们将来的命运。
In other words, Moses' speech describes the prophecy of the fate of the Israelites。
当他也同时看到神慈爱的恩典。
And he can see the love of God.
肯定的会继续与他们同在。
The love and grace will continue to be with them.
所以摩西向新一代的以色列人说。
So Moses warned the Israelites.
其实你们将来也会像你们的列祖一样。
They will eventually be like their ancestors.
你们同样会犯上违背约的这个要求。
They will have behavior that violates the covenant.
你们同样会招来神的愤怒。
And they will incur the wrath of God.
这是他们要从应许地被神赶出去。
So they'll be banished from the promised land.
他们要成为被其他国家掳去的那个子民。
They will be reduced to become refugees in a foreign land.
但是摩西说，因着神慈爱的恩典。
But Moses said, because of the grace of God.
神已经为你们预备了一个方案。
God has already prepared a plan for them.
那时候神的惩罚会叫你们产生一个正面的结果。
At that point, God's punishment will result in a direct consequence.
就是他们在被掳的时候。
So when they are being persecuted.
他们在别的国家里面生活。
When they are living in a foreign land.
他们就会想到神过去那些祝福的话语。
They will reflect on God's kindness.
因此他们愿意的回转，重新归向神。
So they will be willing to repent and return to God.
他们愿意再次听从神的话。
And to obey Him once again.
那么这时候神就会有一系列的行动。
So from then on, God will have a series of actions.
耶和华必要怜悯他们。
God will redeem them.
他会从他们分散的各处的地方把他们重新的召集回来。
He will gather them to places they have been scattered to.
使他们可以回归到他们的家乡耶路撒冷。
To return them back to Jerusalem.
这里请注意一下，以色列人只需要肯悔改。
So take note that Israelites only need to repent.
愿意重新回到神那里去
to be willing to return to God，
神就会有所行动
and God will act on it。
但是刚才在第二节摩西好像给了一个条件。
In verse 2 Moses also stated a condition。
他说你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华的你的神，听从他的话， 神好像才会有行动。
And when you and your children return to Lord your God and obey Him with all your heart and all your soul according to everything I command you today.
如果摩西真的是这样说的话，
and Moses said this,
就是说以色列人必须要先爱神，听从神的话，之后神才会怜悯他们。
Israelites only have to do their best to obey God and God will redeem them.
他们一定要在先悔改之后，神才会有所行动。
They will need to be willing to repent before God will take action.
如果这是一个有条件的，
If this has a condition,
请问我们谁有能力可以做到？
How many of us is actually capable of that?
我们谁敢说我们要先悔改就可以得到神，神就会帮助我们？
Who dare say that we have to repent first?
没有人可以等到神怜悯的那一天到来。
Nobody can wait until the day that God redeems them.
因为这是不是一个先后次序的问题。
Because this is not a matter of a sequential order.
不是 if they repent, 而是 when they repent. 所以摩西不是要来讲人必须要先悔改。
Moses is not saying that men will have to repent first.
然后神才怜悯。
Before God can redeem.
这种先后的次序。
This order.
而是要带出人的悔改跟神的怜悯是同时间发生的。
He's trying to bring out the point that repentance and redemption happens at the same time.
什么时候以色列人肯悔改？
Whenever the Israelites are willing to repent.
什么时候就有神的怜悯？
Then whenever there will be God's redemption.
但是其实更正确的来说，
And more accurately speaking,
是先有神的怜悯，人的悔改才有意思。
There must first be redemption before repentance has an actual meaning.
如果神没有怜悯，你悔改做什么？
If God does not redeem, then what's the point of repenting?
正如主耶稣所讲的浪子回头的比喻。
So in the parable of the prodigal son,
当这个浪子醒悟过来之后，
When this son has realized his wrongdoings,
他愿意重新回到他父亲的家。
He was willing to return to his father.
当他只期望能当他父亲的一名员工。
He only hoped to be an employee of his father.
所以在他回家距离很远的时候，
So at a certain distance from his place,
他的父亲看到了他就动了慈心。
When his father saw him, he was deeply touched.
立刻上前迎接他。
He went up to welcome him.
你记得在还浪子还没有说出忏悔之前，
Even before he could speak out words of remorse,
父亲已经重新接纳他为儿子。
The father already accepted his son back.
所以我们看到浪子能够回头能够重新的归向他的父亲。
So we see that the son can actually be accepted by his father.
是因为这位父亲先有爱和动的慈心。
Because his father was very kind-hearted.
所以从这个层面来看，
So from this aspect,
我们说是父亲的怜悯，父亲的爱。
We can see the father's love and his father's redemption.
使到这位浪子可以重新的归向他的父亲。
This allowed the son to return back to his father.
当然，浪子本身也要醒悟过来。
Of course, the son will have to realize his wrongdoings.
同样的，摩西要告诉他们。
So likewise, Moses wanted to tell the Israelites.
他们之所以能够悔改，重新归向神。
The fact that they can repent and return to God.
是因为神先有恩典，这个怜悯的恩典。
It's because God first had this grace.
不但如此，神甚至会先采取主动。
Not only that, God will first take action.
使到以色列人可以悔改。
To allow the Israelites to repent.
不但是可以悔改，
Not only to repent.
而且有能力可以尽心尽性的归向耶和华和听从他的话。
But the ability to return and to obey God wholeheartedly.
在第六节，就是今天最重要的一节里面。
In verse 6, which is the most important verse today.
摩西就强调说，耶和华你的神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉。
The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants.
在华文是将你的污秽除掉，在英文是更正确的翻译，就是会在你的心里施行割礼。
This means that God will fully cleanse your heart and circumcise your hearts.
让你能够尽心的尽性去爱耶和华你的神。
To continue to love God and obey God wholeheartedly.
我们知道对犹太人来说，
We know for the Jews,
肉体上的割礼是一个永久的记号。
Circumcision of the flesh is a permanent mark.
表明他们是神圣业的子民。
It signifies that they are people of God.
但这不能够确保他们能够去遵守约的要求。
But this does not ensure that they will be able to obey the laws.
也不能确保他们会尽心尽性的去爱神。
And does not ensure that they will be able to love the God wholeheartedly.
所以神的子民 包括我们更需要的特征，不是肉体上的隔离。
So God's people, and that includes us, it is not about having a mark on the flesh.
这是形式上的。
This is just superficial.
而是要有一种心智跟态度上的一种永久的改变。
But this requires the will and attitude.
当我们内心改变，就是得到内心得到个理。
This means to have an eternal change in our hearts.
但是单靠人的力量是无法做到。
However, this the actions of people.Of man is insufficient.
所以神必须亲自来动手。
So God has to take action himself.
在他子民的内心里来施行割礼。
To circumcise the heart of his people.
叫他们能够重新的得到灵命的更新。
This allows them to have a renewal of the heart.
带来这个生命的改变。
To bring about a change in their lives.
唯有这样，他们才能够尽心尽性的去爱耶和华神。
Only and only this way can the people of God love him wholeheartedly.
我们都知道美国一位著名的布道家叫葛培里博士 Billy Graham.
So we are familiar with this preacher called Billy Graham.
他今年已经95岁。
He's already 95 years old.
他曾经这么说。
So he once said this.
在这个世界上，我们都患有同样唯一的疾病。
We are suffering from only one disease in the world.
我们人类所面对的基本问题。
Our basic problem.
不是种族的问题。
It's not a race problem.
不是贫穷的问题
or poverty problem,
也不是战争的问题
or a war problem,
而是人心的问题
Our problem is a heart problem.
我们的确是要人心的改变
We need to get a heart changed,
人心的更新
and the heart transformed.
这是葛培里博士所讲的
quoted by Billy Graham.
是的，弟兄姐妹
Yes, brothers and sisters,
自古以来
from a long way back,
无论是宗教学
Be it religious scholars,
哲学
philosophy,
社会学
sociology scholars,
心理学或政治学
psychology or political science scholars,
都在探讨人性的问题
They have all investigated human behavior.
因为一个人的心
Because the heart of one person,
会决定那个人的所做的一切是善还是恶
determines if one's behavior is good or bad.
一个人的心
A person's heart,
会决定他怎么样来活
determines how he lives his life.
但是心却是很难抓摸。
But the heart is hard to it's hard to grasp.
人心很难理解。
And it's hard to understand.
摩西就给了以色列人一个很有效、一个最终解决人心的问题。
So Moses presented Israelites with a very effective solution to their problems.
那就是让耶和华神在他们内心来施行割礼。
That's to allow God to put in place in their hearts a circumcision of the heart.
叫他们的心灵可以更新来改变。
This allows them to renew their hearts.
否则的话
，Otherwise，
你单靠自己的能力是没有办法去遵守这个约的要求。
It's impossible to obey the law based on their actions alone.
更不要说去谈爱耶和华。
And even more so to love wholeheartedly.
所以弟兄姐妹有看到以色列民单单悔改还是不足够。
So brothers and sisters, we see that repentance alone is not enough.
他们还要尽心的去爱这位跟他们立约的耶和华神。
They have to love wholeheartedly this God who has laid down the law for them.
之前我们看到以色列人可以悔改，是因为神先有怜悯。
We have seen that these Israelites can repent because of the grace of God.
其实悔改的本源是什么
？What's the origin of this repentance?
就是神自己的作为。
It's the action of God.
你不要以为你悔改是你自己做出来的。
Do not think that this depends on you alone.
人可以悔改，也是神在他心里动工的缘故。
Man can repent because God has worked in their hearts.
现在摩西说，神又更会带来主动的这个行为。
So Moses also narrated, God will bring about a change.
让在他们子民内心里面施行割礼。
God can allow a renewal and circumcision of their hearts.
来改变他的人心。
To change their hearts.
你说神用什么在我们内心施行割礼
？What does God use in our hearts？
我举一个实在的例子，你就知道。
I will quote an example.
中国杭州有一间客运公司。
So in Hangzhou, there was a public bus company.
一位很壮年的，大概40出头的司机。
So there was a young and able man around 40 years old.
他的名叫胡斌。
His name was Hu Bin.
他每天很忠心的驾坐巴士呢，再送这个民众往来。
So he drives the bus. He drives the bus passionately every day.
去年的5月29号早上。
So in May the 29th last year.
他在驾驶的途中。
While driving.
突然一块大的铁片不知何故飞向他的巴士。
huge metal plate just flew towards the bus.
从他前面驾驶盘的玻璃穿过，击中了他的腹部。
It smashed through the windscreen and pierced his abdomen.
那个冲击力所造成的痛苦可想而知。
It's the pain is unimaginable.
但是他却忍着痛，慢慢的把巴士安全的停在路边。
But he bore the pain and drove the bus to the side of the road.
他还很冷静的叫这些乘客要注意安全。
He was calm and cool-headed and asked the passengers to get off the bus.
后来巴士乘客就召这个救护车，把他送到医院。
And after that, the bus driver got an ambulance to send him to the hospital.
他在医院挣扎了三天三夜。
He struggled for 3 days and 3 nights in the hospital.
但是因为伤重而身亡。
But died from his wounds.
胡斌以他的生命。
Hu Bin used his life.
救回了24位当时的乘客。
To save 24 passengers.
其中还有一位是孕妇。
One of them includes a pregnant lady.
这个事件感动了杭州全市。
This incident touched the whole of Hangzhou.
每天人都有源源不断的到他的灵堂来悼念他。
Many people streamed into the memorial service to mourn for him.
在他出殡的那一日。
On the day of his funeral.
市民更是驾到向他做最后的道别。
A lot of people came to see him, to bid him goodbye.
杭州市民为何会有如此的反应？
Why would people in Hangzhou behave like this?
一个人为何可以感动一座城市？
One person can touch a whole city.
这位被他们称为最美丽的司机。
What they term as the best driver around?
Most beautiful.
Most beautiful driver.
最美的司机。
Most beautiful driver around.
就如如同摩西所想的。
It is like what Moses had described.
他以他的生命在这些市民的内心里面施行了割礼。
He used his life, sacrificed his life to circumcise their hearts.
耶和华的爱更是超越。
The love of God is all empowering.
因为纵使以色列人经常的违背他。
Because even if the Israelites have continued to disobey him,
经常破坏约的要求,
and to violate the laws,
神仍然以怜悯和他的爱包容了他们,
God continued to use his redeeming heart to include them.
换句话说, 神对他们是不离不弃。
In other words, God doesn't forsake them.
这就是神以他的爱来为他子民来施行内心的割礼。
This is how God uses his redeeming love to circumcise their hearts.
所以同样的弟兄姐妹,
So likewise, brothers and sisters,
我们可以悔改，我们可以爱神。
We can repent and love God.
这是因为是神先带给我们他的怜悯和他的大爱。
This is possible because God had first used his redemption and grace.
尤其对现代的我们来说。
Especially for us now.
我们知道主耶稣的到来。
We know about the coming of Jesus.
他为众人受死，受难受死。
He died for all of us.
叫我们能够体验到什么是神牺牲的爱。
This helps us to understand what it means to sacrifice, what God has sacrificed.
耶稣以他的死来为我们现代的信徒来施行内心的割礼。
Yes, he used his death to provide circumcision of our hearts.
所以我们必须要经常的活在神这种恩典里面。
So we should continue to love in his redemption, in his grace.
因为如果我们忘记，我们是在神这样的恩典下得救，被他接纳。
Because when we, if we forget that we are under, we are provided by His redemption, redeeming grace.
我们肯定不会爱神。
We will not love God.
我们也不会爱人。
And will not love people around us.
所以有人就问了这样的一个问题。
So someone asked a question.
什么是这个世界上只有从教会里面可以得到的？
What in this world can we get from only the church alone?
就是人不能够从别的地方得到的东西，只有在教会里面可以得到，是什么东西？
And you can't get this anywhere else but church.
因为纵使你不是基督徒，
Because even if you're not a Christian,
你也一样可以帮助穷人，
you can still help the poor.
你也一样可以捐钱给慈善机构，
you can still donate to charity.
你甚至可以做义工，
and to do volunteer work.
不需要基督徒去做这些，
you don't have to be a Christian to do this.
纵使你不是基督徒，
even if you're not a Christian,
你一样可以在社会上有所贡献。
You can still make a contribution to the world.
所以究竟什么只有教会才可以给的？
So if so, what can the church provide?
是别的地方你得不到的。
That other places cannot be, you cannot find other places.
答案就是恩典。
The answer is grace.
恩典。
Grace.
因为神已经把他的恩典赐给他的子民。
Because God has provided His grace for His people.
叫我们成为一个教会的群体。
To allow them to form a fellowship in church.
也就是我们作为教会的一份子。
In other words, we are part of a church.
都是同样因着神的恩典而被拯救而被接纳。
It's possible because we have received salvation through His grace.
因着神的恩典，我们继续被神的爱。
When we continue being loved, we are protected through His grace.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不能够单单是领受神的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, we alone cannot receive. We cannot.
教会就是我们应该成为神恩典的管家。
The church is us, and we are guardians of His grace.
我们都很熟悉你有才干，你做一个才干的管家；你有财富，你做个财富的管家。今天我告诉你要做的是恩典的管家。
We are guardians of different purposes, but now I'm telling you that we have to be guardians of our grace.
就是好好的使用神所给予我们的恩典。
It's to use purposefully the grace that God has provided us.
去跟别人分享。
To share with other people.
去造就别人。
To look after them.
但是很遗憾的。
But regretfully,
有人指出了一件非常痛心的事情。
Some people have pointed out something that's very hard to bear.
他说，在教会里那些因着恩典得救的人
，He said that in church some people have received grace.
他们对别人的行为表现为什么是如此的没有恩典
？Why is it their behavior towards other people hardly reflects any grace at all?
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们记得，我们是蒙神恩典的人。
Brothers and sisters, let us bear in mind that we are people of a grace.
我们是因着恩典而存活。
We have grace in our hearts before we move.
所以我们必须成为提供恩典的人。
So we should be givers of grace.
给予别人怜悯。
To provide redemption for people.
给予别人关心。
To provide concern for people.
去饶恕人。
To forgive them.
去爱我们的邻舍。
And to love our neighbors.
因为我们所相信的上帝。
Because the God that we believe in,
就是一位满有爱、满有恩典的神
is a God that's full of love and grace.
而我们接受了他这样的恩典
and we are receivers of this grace.
我们就要成为提供恩典的人
we should become providers of grace.
我们千万不要成为妨碍神恩典的人
and not become obstructions to His grace.
是提供而不是妨碍神的恩典
It's a provider, not an obstruction.
所以弟兄姐妹看到信徒，我们可以悔改，可以爱神。都是因为神主动的恩典。
So we can see as believers we are able to repent is because of God's grace.
带给人内心的改变。
And this grace brings an inner change of heart, a change of inner heart.
但这并不表示说信徒的生命就是被动的。
This does not mean that our hearts should be idle.
或者神的子民，我们不需要尽任何的责任。
Or it does not mean that we do not have to bear any responsibility.
神的子民必须要靠着神的恩典的悔改，是归向神，对。
It is true that our repentance depends on the grace of God.
他们才会去爱神。
Only then will they love God.
但什么是爱神的表现？
What is this act of loving God?
所以摩西要让他们看到的这个第二点呢，就是刚才所讨论前面的十节里面。
So God, what Moses wanted people to see is discussed in the first 10 chapters.
就是摩西要他们以这种顺服来表现出他们的生命已经得到改变，他们内心已经得到割礼。
So Moses wanted the Israelites to see that their hearts have already been redeemed by this redeeming God.
在英文的在华文的圣经里面是说听从耶和华的话。那么在英文的圣经一般上的翻译就是 obey 顺服。
In the English Bible, this generally means to obey. In Chinese Bible, it means to listen.
所以神子民的信仰的生命。
So believes this faith that the Israelites, the people of God have,
你要配合神恩典的工作
has to complement the work of God.
在你的生命里面，你必须要有三个所谓动作的生命。
So this comprises of three sequential verbs.
从悔改
to repent
到爱神
to love God
从爱神
and from loving God
到顺服神
to obeying God.
如果神的子民没有悔改，他就不会去转向神。
If the Israelites do not repent, they will not turn back to God.
不转向神，不会爱神。
If they do not turn back, they will not love God.
不爱神，怎么去顺服神
？And how, if so, how are they going to obey God?
所以神，摩西给我们看到，神会应许在他们的内心，新一代的以色列人施行割礼。
So Moses showed that God will provide a circumcision of their hearts.
这个割礼呢，是让他们有这个能力，有可以去接受神的话语。
This circumcision of the heart allows them to obey and listen to God.
所以神的恩典没有取消神子民的责任。
So God's grace does not remove them of their responsibilities.
神的子民也是要尽责任。
God's people still have their own responsibilities.
以顺服神的行为，叫神的恩典可以被彰显出来。
To follow God and for this grace to be revealed.
所以接下来的11到14节讲到的就是什么是神的话语。
So in the coming verses from 11 to 14, this tells us about what is God's commandments.
因为当中有些以色列人，
because in the Israelites among them,
他说耶和华的话很深奥。
Some may feel that the words of God were too profound.
好像高高在天。
It's completely beyond them.
所以他们怀疑他们自己是否有能力可以去领受，可以去遵行。
So they doubted their own ability to accept and to obey these words.
所以针对他们的疑问，摩西怎么回答？
So in refuting them, God, sorry, Moses answered.
摩西说：“神的话语不是你难行的。”
Now commanding to the words is not it's not too difficult for you or beyond your reach.
也不是离你远的。
It's not too or not beyond your reach.
其实神的话离你非常近。
The word is very near you.
因为就在你的口中，
It's in your mouth,
就在你的心里，
and in your heart,
使你可以去遵行，
so you may obey it.
为什么耶和华说神的话不是远离你，远远的？
Why would God's words not be beyond your reach?
为什么他说耶和华话其实在你的口中，在你的心里？
Why did he say that it's in your mouth and in your heart?
一般上我们说近在心里的解释呢，是看回前面六章摩西的吩咐。
When we say that it's in your heart, we can look at the earlier chapters in chapter 6.
就是摩西吩咐以色列人要记得耶和华在西乃山所颁布的诫命。
So Moses reminded Israelites about the Ten Commandments on the Mount Sinai.
还有所给的一些律例、一些典章。
And the laws and decrees.
要他们用各种的方法、各种学习、各种教导方法，好好记在心里。
To remember this in your hearts through all ways and means.
但是摩西没说什么是在口中。
Moses did not explicitly say why it's in your mouth.
但是我们知道，我们在诵读律法的时候，在诵读圣经或者传讲神话语的时候，我们避免不了要用人的口。
We understand through the spreading of God's word, it's unavoidable not to use the mouth.
因为借助口的这个诵读，借助口的这个传讲，当然包括书写，以色列人就可以把神的话牢牢地记在心里。
Because for passages that were verbalized and obviously includes teaching as well, this was already inscribed in their hearts.
这个是摩西在前面第六章所吩咐他们的。
This was what Moses had told them earlier.
如果他们有去遵守摩西这样的吩咐，
if they had obeyed these instructions,
他们怎么能够推诿说啊神的话也是太遥远了？
How can they deny and say that God's words were beyond them?
他们不能够说，谁从我们从天上取下来，让我们给听了，可以遵行。
They can't say who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us, so we can.
谁可以叫我们过海取得来，让我们给听见来遵行
？Who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us, so we may obey?
其实神的话语不单是摩西说，你要默记，谨记在心。
In actual fact, what Moses said, God's hearts should be kept in their hearts.
其实摩西所讲的这个记在心里呢？也是在讲到神是靠近你们的。
He's trying to say that God is close to them.
换句话说，耶和华不只是在西乃山颁布律法之后他就走了。
It does not mean that God disappears after commandments announced on Mount Sinai.
他就离开他们，叫他们只要遵守我的律法就可以了。
He will just leave them and just tell them to follow His word.
神还是会继续的跟他们同在。
God will continue to be with them.
所以这就是摩西在前面第四章第七节所讲的。
So this is mentioned earlier in chapter 4, verse 7.
他告诉以色列人，有哪一国的人有神跟他们相近？
He said, what other nation is so great as to have their gods near them?
像耶和华我们的神。
The way the Lord our God is near us.
有哪一国有这样好的律法、公义律法，像今日我在你面前所讲的一切？
And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I'm setting before you?
没有一个国家，他们的神跟他们百姓这样的亲近。
No other country do they have these specified laws.
没有一个国家有神亲自给他们立法。
No other country has God providing these laws.
除了你们之外。
Only them alone.
所以你们还说什么是离你太远
？So why do they still say it's too far from them?
你们是有神的立法可以去遵行的。
They have the laws of God to obey.
这就是你们作为神子民的一个很独特的一个表现。
And this is a uniqueness in the way their relationship with God.
好，神的话不是离你太远。
God's words are not beyond you.
神的话也不是你去很难去行出来的。
And they are not too difficult to act upon.
不难行，不是要强调神的律法是很简单、很容易明白。
Being not too difficult means the laws are simple and easy to comprehend.
因为我们说 not too difficult 表示是 easy.
Not too difficult means easy.
其实这里呢。不难行，难不难行？你要看回整个旧约的圣经。
Whether or not too difficult, you have to look at the Old Testament.
通常讲到这句话难不难行的时候呢，是只要指出耶和华神有这种奇妙的能力。
Normally, this refers to the amazing powers, the amazing ability of God.
一个很好的例子就在创世纪十八章，我们都很熟悉。
A very good example is found in Genesis chapter 18.
有一次神来拜访亚伯拉罕。
When God visited Abraham,
告诉他说，你的妻子萨拉要怀孕生子。
And he told him that his wife Sarah is pregnant.
萨拉心里偷笑。
Sarah sniggered.
因为她年纪已经大了。
Because she was very old.
怎么能够怀孕生子？
How could she be pregnant?
你懂神怎么样回答她吗？
How did God reply her?
耶和华岂有难成的事？
Is there anything too difficult for God?
耶和华岂有难成的事？
Is there anything too difficult for God?
所以摩西所谓的不难行
，So when Moses said, "It's not too difficult,"
就是要告诉以色列人
，He's trying to tell the Israelites,
你不需要神给你特别的神迹，你才会去行。
You do not need to be provided with miracles to believe in God.
你是可以去做到的。
You can do it.
为什么
？And why is this so?
因为神已经在你内心施行割礼。
Because God has already circumcised your hearts.
这就是我们看到神奇妙的作为。
This is where we can see God's miraculous ways.
神不只叫萨拉可以怀孕生子。
He not only allowed Sarah to be pregnant.
神同样的这个能力，在他的子民身上可以施行内心的割礼。
His miraculous ways can be seen in circumcision of the Israelites' hearts.
叫我们可以领受这个神的话语。
And they can accept His word.
叫我们可以去行出来，行出神的话语。
For them to act on it.
叫他们对神的话能够产生回应。
For them to have response to it.
当他们愿意不愿意顺服
，Whether or not they are willing to comply，
是你们自己要决定。
It's something you have to decide.
是的，神会感动人心。
Yes, God can touch people's hearts.
神会在你的内心施行割礼。
God can circumcise your hearts.
不表示你就是一个机器人。
It doesn't mean that you're a robot.
你还是有这个意愿决定要不要去顺从。
You still have the choice of whether or not to comply.
神已经很愿意的应许我们有这样的能力可以去遵循他的话。
God has really given us this ability to obey him.
问题只在于我们要不要顺服他。
The choice is on whether we want to obey or not.
我们要不要找借口说神的话太难了。
Do we find excuses to say that
不但太难懂更难去行。
Whether it's too profound or too difficult to act on.
就好像我们现在所说的圣经很难读。
Like what we say, like how we say the Bible is too difficult to read.
你懂在圣经里面可以找到很多奇妙神的世界在里面吗？
There are many miracles that can be found in the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹，作为我们今日神的子民
，So brothers and sisters, as people of God today,
神对我们的要求没有改变。
His requirements of us have not changed.
神要我们能够专心的爱神。
He wants us to obey him.
神要我们完全的来顺服他。
He wants us to follow him.
因为同样的，我们已经被基督的牺牲的爱，是基督的生命，在我们内心施行了割礼。
Likewise, as New Testament believers, our hearts have been circumcised.
你看哥罗西书二章十一到十二节，英文的看圣经就可以了，看 PowerPoint。哥罗西书二章十一到十二节，这么说，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督。使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼，你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，多因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。这里的意思就是说，我们借着洗礼。
From here we can see that through baptism，
我们与基督一同埋葬，一同复活。
We have been buried and resurrected with Christ，
就等同神。在旧约子民里面，在我们内心施行割礼。
This is akin to the circumcision of the heart described in the Old Testament.
同样的，我们与基督一同埋葬，一同复活，我们的生命就可以被更新。
So when we are buried and resurrected together, this is where our hearts can be, our lives can be renewed.
不但有基督，我们还有圣灵。请看罗马书二章二十九节，也是在PowerPoint 英文的。罗马书二章二十九节，保罗也说，真的割礼是心里的，在乎灵，在乎圣灵，不在乎仪文形式。由此可见，新约的信徒比起旧约神的子民更加有福。
In other words, New Testament Christians are more blessed than Old Testament Christians.
因为我们有基督，还有圣灵来为我们内心施行割礼。
Because we have God, we have Christ, putting this circumcision in our hearts.
基督圣灵来更新我们的生命。
This can renew our lives.
叫我们有能力去顺服神，去爱神。
This gives us the ability to love God and to fully obey God.
而且我们知道耶稣基督的到来。
We know that in Christ's second coming,
他已经把神的话、神的心意完全的讲出来。
He has really put out his words and intentions, and they've been clearly outlined.
不但如此，他借助他的生命、他的教导，叫新约的信徒更加明白怎么样活出这一个生命。
Through his words and intentions, New Testament believers can learn how they can live a life.
但是弟兄姐妹，爱神跟顺服神的行为，不会因为一次内心的割礼，不会因为一次的洗礼，就可以叫我们从此以后每天都会如此行。
So to love God and obey God does not depend on one single instance of the circumcision of the heart or one instance of baptism.
一次的洗礼不会叫你永远继续的去爱神和顺服神。
One single baptism does not teach you.
有人甚至把洗礼当作是拿这个 church 的 membership.
Some people use baptism as a way of getting a membership in church.
神给我们很多的恩典。
God has provided us with a lot of blessings.
尤其给了我们耶稣基督他自己儿子的生命。
He gave us the life of His Son Jesus Christ.
如今他要赐下圣灵跟我们同在。
He gave the Spirit to be with us.
来提醒我们，来帮助我们。
To remind us and help us.
所以我们更加没有理由来推辞说，神的话语真的是很难明白。
So we have no excuses to say that God's words are too difficult to understand.
神的话语真的很难去遵行。
And they are too difficult to act on.
只要我们定义的选择走向神的同在。
As long as we have made the choice to follow God and be with Him,
神就会带领我们。
God will lead us and guide us.
这是第三点我要跟大家分享的。
This is the third point I'd like to share.
选择上帝，信靠他，就是信徒的生存的基本之道。
To choose our life and to trust Him, basis of Christian living.
我们信徒的基本生存是什么？
What is the basic of our Christian life?
就是继续选择上帝，继续的来信靠他。
Is to continue to choose Him and to continue to believe in Him.
神已经赐下他主动的恩典，我们已经刚才看到了。
God has already provided His grace to us.
叫我们悔改，叫我们顺服神。
To allow the people to repent and to obey Him.
但是刚才有讲过，内心的割礼不保证这些百姓会继续的做下去。
As we mentioned, circumcision of the heart does not guarantee that they will obey Him.
因为这些人是硬做景象的百姓，摩西这样讲。
Because Moses said that these people are very stubborn.
经常做出违背神的行为。
They often have acts of obedience to God.
现在新的一代就要进入迦南地。
So this new generation was about to enter Canaan.
摩西除了要他们重新立业之外，
other than Moses wanting them to renew their covenant,
摩西给他们两种选择。
He gave them two options.
你要继续活在跟神立业的关系里吗？
To continue living as people in this covenant.
还是你选择离开神去拜别的偶像？
Or to leave God and worship other idols.
这是一个非常严肃的选择。
This is a very serious choice.
也是我们现今信徒都一直要选择的。
It's a choice that we Christians have to make.
因为这是牵涉到生、死或福的选择的两种对立的道路。
Because this implicates life and death and prosperity and destruction.
在摩西告别的最后一段话语，就是二十节里面。
So just before Moses left in verse 20, he said.
他特别呼吁新一代以色列民要做这个生正确的选择。
he called on Israelites, the newer generation of Israelites, to make a choice about life.
摩西他们选择生命。
He wanted them to choose life.
要么选择走向耶和华神那里。
To walk towards God.
因为选择生命的结果，就可以叫他们的后裔存活。
Because choosing the choice of life allows their descendants to live.
可以叫他们的人数增多。
To allow them to multiply.
在应许地里面，他们会继续的生活下去。
To continue your lives in the promised land.
他们会继续得到神的赐福。
And to continue to enjoy God's blessings.
但是什么叫选择生命？
What is it to choose life? What does it mean to choose life?
从第一个层面来讲，
From the first perspective,
生命就是爱神跟顺服神的结果。
Life is to love God and to obey God.
就在摩西前面一直重复的，爱神，顺服神。
This is mentioned earlier chapters, earlier passages about loving God.
的结果就是得到生命。
And the consequence is to have life.
所以刚才在十六节里面，他就在重复的说，你们要爱耶和华神，遵行他的道，使你可以存活。
In verse 16 it says, For I command you today to love the Lord your God and to walk in obedience to him.
所以选择生命就是选择去爱神，去顺服神。
To choose life is to choose to love God and to obey him.
但是这里我们要注意。
But we have to take note.
爱神跟顺服神不是一种方法，一种途径去得到生命。
To love and obey God is not a means to redeem our lives.
而是在我们的生活里面能够结出生命的果子。
But to allow our lives to bear fruit.
它是一个 result, 不是一个 means.
It's a result and not a means.
也就是说我们不能够靠神，靠爱神的行为去得到生命。
In other words, we cannot rely on loving or obeying God to receive life.
如果能够做到当然是不错，你爱神顺服神，但不保证你可以得到生命。
It's good that you can love and obey God, but this does not guarantee that you receive life.
就像我们不能够靠行为，靠我们自己的各种努力被神称为义人一样。
Just like how we cannot solely rely on our behavior and diligence to be accepted.
Likely, we are not justified by deeds. 爱神跟顺服神是我们得到神的恩典之后。
To love and obey God is our response to attaining His grace.
所产生一种很自然的反应。
It's a natural reaction to it.
是因为神有恩典。
It's because of the grace of God.
在我们内心施行割礼。
Allowed our hearts to be circumcised.
我们才能够回应他。
Then only can we respond.
以顺服爱神来回应他。
With a response of loving and obeying Him.
这样你的生活就会结出生命的果子。
So through this, then, can our hearts bear fruits?
为了避免以色列人有这种错误的想法。
To prevent Israelites from having this misconception.
所以摩西要给以色列民看到选择生命的第二个更重要的层面。
Moses showed Israelites a second perspective to this.
就在最后的二十节里面。
This is found in verse 20.
我请大家记得这二十节。
Verse 20.
且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命。
And that you may love the God your God, love the Lord your God, listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life.
如果你看以后的三十二章，
If you look at chapter 32,
英文的看这个 PowerPoint, 这是摩西的一首歌。
This is a song from Moses.
经常讲到耶和华自己讲话。
This is something that God was.
三十九节就这么说。
It's written like this in verse 39.
神要以色列百姓知道。
God wanted Israelites to know.
他说：“你们如今要知道。
You have to know this.
我唯有我是神。
See now that I myself am He.
在我以外，并无别神。
There's no God besides me.
我使人死，我使人活。
I put to death and I bring to life.
我损伤，我也医治。
I have wounded and I will heal.
没有人能够从我手中救出来。
And no one can deliver out of my hand.
所以看见耶和华就是生命的赐予者。
So we can see that God is a giver of life.
选择生命就是选择耶和华。
To choose life is to choose God.
神虽然已经启示了他的律法，他的一切的诫命。
So God may have laid down the laws and commandments.
要以色列人去遵行。
Laid them down for the Israelites to obey.
但我们看到这些律法不能带给他们生命。
But we can see that these laws do not bring them life.
带给生命的是神自己。
God brings them life.
只要他们心中有神。
if only they have heart, faith in their hearts,
他们愿意信靠他,
and are willing to believe in him,
他们的生活就会产生自然的一种顺服神法律立法的一种行为。
Their lives will naturally reflect a behavior that is obedient to God.
如果神要我们每一个人要顺服他才能够得到生命,
if God wants all of us to obey him before receiving life,
我不知道世界上有多少人可以做到。
I really wonder how many people can actually do that.
所以呢，摩西呼吁新一代的以色列百姓要选择生命，不是要他们去做些什么。
So, God reminding Israelites to choose life is not because He wants them to do a particular task.
而是要他们去选择去接受耶和华所要给他们的应许。
But He just wanted them to accept what God had promised to them.
就是相信神的恩典，相信神的带领。
To believe in God's grace and His guidance.
特别相信神的应许可以实现。
To believe that this can be realized.
因为上一辈的以色列人就失败，就是这样。
The earlier generation had failed because of this.
这个应许地就在他们前面。
The promised land was right in front of them.
他们只要渡过约旦河就可以到了。
All they had to do was cross the river of Jordan.
他们失去对神的信心。
They lost their faith in God.
他们害怕那里的敌人很强盛。
They were afraid of people on the other side.
他们选择走回头路。
They chose to turn back.
神说好，走回头，在旷野四十年。
So God said, "Go ahead." They'll suffer in the wilderness for 40 years.
直到他们经过一个老年而死。
Until they are old and then they die.
因着他们的不信，他们为自己做了一个死的选择。
Because they chose not to believe, they chose death.
所以呢，摩西不愿意新一代以色列百姓犯同样的错误。
So Moses was not willing for the new generation to make the same mistakes.
所以摩西要他们选择生命。
He wanted them to choose life.
选择走向耶和华神那里。
To choose a choice that walks towards God.
还有来相信他。
Walks towards with faith.
因为神有奇妙的这个能力。
Because God has miraculous ways.
可以叫我们爱他，顺服他。
That allows them to love him and obey him.
更可以叫他们来信靠他。
And to allow them to believe in Him.
这就是他们的，也就是我们的生存之道。
And this is the basis of our life.
但是摩西指出，如果你心中开始偏离神
，But Moses said, if you in your heart, if you start to stray towards God,
你开始不信靠神
，If you stop believing in Him,
你就会被勾引去敬拜别的神
，You will start to be lured to worship other idols.
对我们现在的信徒来说
，For Christians nowadays.
如果我们心偏离神
，If our hearts stray away from God，
我们就会被世俗的一切的价值观来影响我们。
We will be influenced by secular values around us。
我们就会相信我们只要靠自己的才干。
We start to believe that we
靠自己的势力或者财富。
We will believe in our own talent, influences, and riches。
对摩西来说，这是一个死的选择。
For Moses, this is a choice of death。
因为当你心偏离神
，Because once your heart stray away from God。
你的心，你就不会有神。
God will no longer be in your hearts.
神也不会在，神的生命也不会在你的里面。
God's life will cease to be in your hearts.
所以信徒要看到自己的不足。
So believers need to see their inadequacies.
你要认识到我们能够存活是神的恩典。
To recognize that one's own existence, you need God.
神要我们来信靠他，也是神的恩典。
God wanting us to believe Him is His mercy as well.
这就是摩西所讲的生命之道。
This is what Moses said as the basis of Christian living.
相信打高尔夫球的人，或者对这个高尔夫球运动有认识的人。
I believe that for people who are familiar with the sport of golf,
一定会知道这个人叫 Jack Nicklaus.
Will be familiar with the name Jack Nicklaus.
如果称他为史上其中一个最伟大的高尔夫球球员，我看不会有太多人反对。
I don't think there will be too many objections if we say that he's one of the best golfers in the world.
可是，在他职业生涯最高峰的时候。
However, at the peak of his career,
他突然间停止参加比赛。
He suddenly stopped playing for a while.
因为他要用三十天专心的时间来改善他认为有瑕疵的打法。
Because he wanted to use 30 days to perfect the flaws in his playing style.
他对自己的打法还不是很满意。
He wasn't fully happy with the way he plays.
他用了这三十天专心去改良，但是也没有什么改进。
He used his 30 days to perfect his game, but nothing. Didn't improve.
后来他想起以前教过他打高尔夫球的教练。
However, he remembered this previous coach of his.
就请他来指点。
And invited him to give him feedback.
他的球技因此更上一层楼。
So his playing style went up a notch.
他在以后比赛里面赢到很多主要的 major 那些奖项。
he started to win many prizes in competitions.
弟兄姐妹，我们选择走向神也是如此。
Yes, brothers and sisters, likewise, when we choose God,
不论你现在人生很得意或者失败，
whether we are on our ups or downs,
我们都需要到神那里去。
We need to return to God,
去接受他的指点。
To accept His guidance,
因为神是我们人生的教练。
Because God is our life coach.
什么时候我们为自己来活？
Whenever, when we become self-righteous,
自以为是,
we think we are right,
我们就会失掉神要给我们的祝福,
we start to lose God's many blessings,
而我们就会失去生活的方向,
and then we lose our direction in life.
最后另外一点我要强调的是,
another thing I want to emphasize is,
当我们走向神,
when we choose to be welcomed by God,
当我们选择走向神, 也是同时选择走向群体的生活。
When we choose to be welcomed by God, we also choose to enter a life of fellowship.
不错，摩西呼吁新一代的以色列民要个别来决定。
Yes, Moses instructed Israelites to make a choice.
但是他们个人的选择也同时会决定了整个以色列民族将来的命运。
But their individual behavior also affects the community as well.
换句话说，这个约最终是一个群体的约。
In other words, this covenant involves the community.
所以弟兄姐妹，作为信徒，作为神的子民。
So brothers and sisters, being as the people of God,
不是只有你个人跟神的关系。
It's not just between you and God alone.
也包括你与别人的关系。
But also involves other people around you.
因为大家都在同一个圣约之下。
Because we are all under the same covenant.
神的确要他的子民活出丰盛的生命。
God wants his people to live out a life of fulfillment.
当只有在我们每天不断的信靠他。
It's only when we continually believe in Him,
愿意常与他同在,
and to be willing to be with Him,
还有信徒彼此之间的扶持,
and when believers help each other out,
在这样的情况之下,
only in such circumstances,
我们才能得着这样的生命,
then can we receive a life of this kind of life.
所以愿赐主动恩典的神常与你们同在。
May God's blessings be with you all.
好，现在我们来收封信。